I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The president of one of India's largest evangelical mission organizations has been released from the Kota Central Jail on bail. After 47 days imprisonment on anti-Hindu charges, Hope Givers Dr. Samuel Thomas's release is good news. Hope Givers Bill Bray says there's still the matter, though, of replacing staff and running the multi-armed ministries.
The bank accounts have not been unfrozen yet. Our vehicles are still impounded. We still don't have licenses to operate any of our schools or the orphanages. They're all operating illegally.
Meanwhile, in West Africa, where political unrest and natural disasters heighten human suffering, God is doing some amazing things. City Team International reports that since the first of this year, more than 106 churches have been planted by their indigenous workers. City Team's Harry Brown says the explosion of churches is in a strategic area.
These churches are being planted among largely a Muslim majority. And it's incredibly exciting to see that the principles of church planting that we've been training are taking root and producing this kind of fruit.
Brown says prayer is what's needed for the days ahead. They're training the trainers, and nationals are the key to church planting success. And finally, radio station HCJB, the voice of the Andes, is closing a chapter in its history. Today, Saturday, May 6, is the last day the team will air English language broadcasts on international shortwave radio from Ecuador. It's the narrowing of focus in a ministry that's also moving toward teaching English as a second language. Through their radio programs, teams share the gospel in a language that listeners can understand, helping them to impact their communities. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.